Third case, he brings in his bull into the courtyard without permission. And then the owner of the courtyard, his bull damages it. Or shene shachay kalbul shel balabas, or he's got a dog there, and maybe like the dog bites it. Pater. So the owner of the courtyard doesn't have to pay him anything again because he brought it there without his permission. Nagachu shor shel balabas, in the reverse case again, if that bull gores the owner of the courtyard's bull, chav, then he's obligated to pay. Nafal leboira vehivish meimav. And if that bull that he brought in there without permission falls into his pit in the courtyard and he fouls the water, he muddies up the water, so then chav, then he has to pay because again, it's not do it right. Haya aviv oy benoy lesoicho, if his father or his son, which the Karti brings down here, are just examples. But let's say there's someone in the pit, they're drawing water or whatever, and now the bull falls in, mashalam es hakoifer, then he has to pay the ransom. So explains over here that this is an ox which is muad to fall on people in pits. This ox, or this bull, has a habit of jumping into pits with people in it. Yeah. So he saw some vegetable in the pit and he fell into, you know, he jumped into a pit. So he says over here, the reason why this bull is not liable to put to death is because he didn't intend to kill the person. He wanted to jump into the pit to get the vegetables. That's why he pays ransom, but we don't put the bull to death in this case, you know, just as we pay the ransom. The imhechnis bereshus bal habayis chav. And again, if he came in with intention, then the bal habayis, you know, with permission, the bal habayis is obligated. Okay, that's all according to one opinion. Now we're going to see Rebbe differs, and the halacha is actually like Rebbe. Rebbe oimer bechulan eino chav. In all of these cases, the bal habayis is not chav ad she kabbala lav lishmor, until he accepts upon himself to guard the pots. So if the guy, let's say, or the bull or whatever, so let's say, let's just use the example of pots. If he brings pots into the courtyard and with permission of the Baal HaBayis, and the pots are broken, the Baal HaBayis doesn't have to pay for the pots. He only has to pay for the pots if he accepts on himself to guard those pots from being broken. But if they damage his animal and they were brought in with permission, then then there's no obligation the other way. Right, and this is the halacha. So if they come in with permission, any damage caused to the Baal HaBayis stuff, the Baal HaBayis can't claim anything from him. But he only has to pay for damage to those pots if he accepts upon himself to guard the pots. Not just that they're there with his permission, but even one step higher, that he's actually got to accept upon himself to guard the pots.